other tonight. But Christina and Robert Gurney, why don't you guys come up? And Amy Hirsch, I'd like for you to come up. Andrew Ogden and Josh Reed. And is Kenneth Yeck here? Are you here, Kenneth, anywhere? Man, I was hoping you'd be here. Okay, why don't you guys just come up? Yeah, just kind of line up there. Why don't we show the Heidelberg picture presentation? We went about a month ago, a month and a half, to Heidelberg, Germany. This is Christian and his wife, Melanie, that started the church over there. She's with child right now in that picture. Very, very old city. Old, old city. That's a castle that was up on the hill. Very beautiful. Old, picturesque, has an incredible river that runs right through the middle of it. It's a gorgeous city. Very touristy city. What we do there is we would set up wherever God would allow us to set up, and we would do music. We would do whatever it would take to get the people to come in and gather around. So we'd have music. Some places they allowed us to set up, and some places we found out they didn't want us to set up. But we were stepping out and seeing what the Lord wanted to do. We found that we could actually do some amplification, so if we go back, we're going to have some small speakers with us so we can do some amplification. We'd set up puppets. Amy Davlin, many of you know, has like a puppet factory just about, and she would set up the puppets, and you could see it would really draw the kids in. We would actually have classes of kids come by, and we had clowns. Some of the guys stepped up to be clowns, and that either drew them in or made them run, one or the other, especially Patrick, you can see. But it would get the people to gather around, and that's what we would want to do, is get the people to gather around and listen to what we had to say. We would have dramas. Many of you have been on mission trips and know some of these dramas. This particular one is called Redeemer. People are enthralled, and all of these dramas that we do here have no words, so you can take them anywhere in the world. It's amazing. Then we'd preach the gospel. That's Christian, very animated Christian, translating for Jack. I guess he was probably grabbing hold of him, telling him, slow down, I can't keep up with you. But we'd preach the gospel. We found a really awesome place in the main metro area where all the buses and trains would come in. We showed the Jesus film out in the park. That's a park right along the river there. It was amazing. Gathered in a bunch of people. Watch the videos. Can you guys see? Oh, you guys can see. Good. And then we'd share the gospel. We spent most of the time every day simply going out with a team, which would consist usually of you and one or two others and a translator, and we would share the gospel. We found that, like I said, the best fruit, it seemed, was right in that train area where there was a lot of people coming and going. Usually you'd get new people in about every 5 or 10 minutes. And you always look for the people that are kind of like, not hurrying by, you're looking for the people that are kind of sitting, that have time to listen. We had a great team of youth over there. It was amazing. It was awesome. We were very surprised, as we are on every mission trip, that anybody would want to listen to us Americans. But it seems, being an American, people want to hear what you have to say. I usually start off with saying, you know what, I'm from Los Angeles, or from California. People was like, whoa, really? Wow. They want to hear what you have to say. So it's a perfect opening to start sharing the gospel. There was a man there that spent about 3 days right in that area with us painting this with chalk. He's there on the red on the left. I think everybody got to share, especially Bibi, Maria, got to share with him because he spoke Spanish. We spent a lot of time with him. I believe he made a decision for the Lord before we left. Christian sent us an email right after we got back, a couple of weeks after we got back, and said there was, as a result of this outreach, and a result of you guys praying, by the way, you guys are going to get these sheets right before we go on mission trips, and you pray. And because of the prayers of the saints, There was about 40 brand new people that came to his church. Is only about 50 or 60 people. 40 brand new people came to his church the next week.
Yeah.
And there's fruit that's remaining that are staying. They continue to come. Some Mormon guys there we got to spend a few hours with. I know Jack was over there for quite a while. He spent a lot of time with them. I kept praying for those poor Mormon guys. He was pretty tenacious. There was we had a baptism, as you'll see towards the end. I heard just a few days ago that they had a baptism last week, actually 2 weeks ago, the same time we had ours. And there was a couple of other guys that got baptized just a couple of weeks ago as a result of this outreach. So there was a lot of fruit. It was very amazing to see what God did. And we got to baptize some people where we were there. It was amazing. It was an amazing day. We had a barbecue just like we have here. And we had a baptism. It was amazing that I don't know if all the churches in Germany got together, but there was about three churches that I know of had a baptism on that same day, different cities. So it was great. This man, Willie, was a really, really special man. He got saved about a month after we left. And this is the team. Yeah, so it was a great trip. Yeah. Joe. Who's first? Joe? Come on up, Joe.
Hi. We're Joe and Cynthia De Jesus. This is my fourth, and this is our third as a couple. And for me at first, I wonder why I initially signed up and why I always signed up with him. For me, my intentions were just to be with him, because I've never been alone by myself, and I've experienced a time when he was out and I was just by myself, being out with our kids all grown up, and I just couldn't sleep. And so I said, okay, I better just sign up and go with him, and come to realize that God has other plans. Okay, I have a short time. For me, the most significant part is just how God has a sense of humor. I've always been so scared of talking to people, and yet he pushes me out of that comfort zone. And with this trip, I've been able to hide myself behind the guitar, because I've always been asked to play with Heather. So for that, I'm just so happy, because they don't expect me to share when we're playing. But then there are times when there's a break and no one else, and then they ran out short on the puppets, so they asked, okay, who would like to volunteer? And said, okay, I'll do it. So I've always been hiding myself under those things so as just to avoid the situation of having to share. And then there's this point that it's the Heidelberg youth who were doing the music. And I was looking for my husband. He's out there sharing, and everybody else is sharing, and there I was, and there's this guy in front of me who was just watching the youth preparing for the song. And I said, okay, Lord, what am I supposed to do? And then the only thing I could think of is just start a conversation with him. And just to make this a long story short, I got to share, but then not to the full extent, but then he's been searching too. He's a guy from Iraq. His name is Akbar. And no, Iran, I'm sorry. And he was already searching at that point. He even showed me a Bible, a Persian Bible. And there was a translator who helped me out, who also who was able to converse with him and able to take a note of his name so that he can follow up. And then we just found out Frank was able to follow up, because there were people who got left behind. And he was able to invite them over to the church. And he was able to talk with Frank Kagawa. And from there, he accepted the Lord. And so it's really, God is so amazing.
And then real quick, too, one day we were out in the street sharing. There's three of us. And it started to rain. So, you know, we had no choice but to run for cover. And we ended up under a bridge. And there was this guy Sammy, he was reading something, and so I started a conversation with him, asked him, you know, are you studying for a test? And it ended up he's studying for a test for to be a bartender. So we struck conversation, talked to him for a long time because it was raining for a long time, so about 45 minutes we were there just sharing, you know, God's love. We're not twisting his arm or anything like that. You know, we just shared with him, and then it turns out he works at the restaurant next door to the church. So we were able to, you know, although nothing came out of it, you know, as far as accepting the, you know, Jesus, and we were able to follow up with him by leaving a book with Frank again, you know, to give to him, which because he was very interested in reading about Jesus. So seeds like that were planted throughout the trip. So, thank you.
And just a verse to share. When during our devotions, I shared with the group Romans 14:8, we live unto the Lord. And just a follow-up on that, if we are just obedient and just take that step of faith, Proverbs 11:25 says, he that watereth shall be watered also in himself. So we went there intending to bless other people, but then we ourselves are blessed with what God has done through us. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Amy, and this was, an amazing trip, and it changed me a lot. It was my first mission trip, and my first day in Heidelberg was exciting and at the same time extremely exhausting physically for me because I have a cerebral palsy on my left side, and so unlike some people, you know, after walking a long period of time, I tend to get pretty exhausted. And so I just did not know how I was going to make it through this trip. I was scared. And so that night, that first night in Heidelberg, I went to bed. And I just prayed that somehow the Lord would get me through this trip because I know I couldn't do it by myself. And so I knew the Lord would have to help me. And so I went to bed praying, and I know all of you were praying here, which was insane. We all appreciated it throughout the trip, and so the next morning, I woke up. The Lord is so faithful. I woke up with a scripture in my head, which was the perfect scripture, and it was, his grace is sufficient for me, and so He knew I was supposed to be on a trip for this reason, for some reason. I was supposed to be there. He allowed me to go on this trip, and so I realized right then that he would never give me more than I could handle. And it was so amazing because every day I prayed that he would give me the strength, the physical strength, emotional strength to get me through each day, and he was faithful, and he did it. And he's just a very big God, and he can do anything. And so I got, even with people I got to share with in Germany, I was able to use that experience of once I surrendered to him and knew that only he could get me through this trip, he came through, and he didn't only give me the strength I needed at that time, but so much more. I had such joy and peace during that trip, and it was amazing. And I just encourage you that if you have missions on your heart, and for some reason you have physical circumstances that you feel are going to keep you back, I just encourage you to just take that step of faith, because God will never allow you to be on a trip unless you are completely meant to be on that. So even if you sign up, it doesn't mean you're going to be picked unless he wants you there. And so I just want to encourage you and just see what God does. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Brian. I was blessed with an opportunity to go to Heidelberg, and it was definitely life-changing. I could basically sit up here for hours and tell you guys how many opportunities that God had given me to just work in his name. So I have a couple hours to do that, right? All right. So starting now, one of the things that I was shown up there on missions trips, one of the things that you can't miss is that you definitely come so much closer to God. And it shows me that I'll never understand how big my God is, the God that's outside of time, because in that 10 days that I was there, I learned so much that it's hard to see that it's possible to even learn that much in 10 days. But one of the scriptures that I was given at the time, my own personal little study was going through 2 Timothy for like the 50th time. But the verse is 2 Timothy 4:16 through, yeah. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord, I can't read. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. And basically what I got from this verse was, it was really cool. First Paul talks about, it's almost like he's having a pity party. And it really turns around. What he says is, you know, everyone deserted me. But through that, as Paul goes on and he's writing, you see, yeah, these people deserted me, but as a Christian man, as a Christian person, I need to see past what men can do for me. I need to see what God can do for me. And so that really ministered to my heart is men are going to fail me. And that's their nature. I'm going to fail other people. They're going to fail me. But God above will never fail me, and that's just so awesome. That was one of the biggest things that I learned. I learned countless amounts of things on that trip. Totally great things. But I encourage you guys to go on missions trips. You'll be amazed at how much God can teach you in such a little time. So, thank you.
Well, what can I say? When I first heard about the missions trip Germany, for some reason, I felt inclined just to write my name on the sign-up sheet. I was thinking, well, I'll just do that because I feel a tug in my heart. I'll just sign. A few weeks later, I'm on the plane to Germany, and God provided the money, which I did not have, to go. That was an amazing thing. God showed me that no matter what, God's there for you. And one of the things that I was worrying about on this trip is I couldn't speak German. On every mission trip I'd gone before, I could speak Spanish to translate. And so all I had to do was translate. I didn't have to really share. I just translated. And on this trip, nobody was helping me. So I just asked God, fill me with peace. Help me to just share what you want me to share, Lord. And when I got there, I was okay. I have to share at least to one person every day, talk to 5 people, and I'm good. I'm being used. First day I got there, second day I got there, third day I got there, and I felt totally useless. I had not talked to a single person. I was like, God, isn't there something I'm supposed to do? It wasn't until Tom Worthington, in one of his devotions, said that we tend to have an agenda. How many people we're supposed to share to, how many people we're supposed to talk to, and how many people are we going to convert? And I just spoke to my heart. I was like, God, just use me in any way you want me to be used. And I was just open to either talk to somebody and eventually to the gospel or just straight out go to the gospel. And God showed me how good he is. He's always faithful. He's always there just to back us up. And I really encourage you guys to sign up. Even though you think, I cannot do it, you can. God is there. He's the one speaking. That's all I have to say.
Hi, Andrew. I'm Andrew, yeah. I signed up originally for Herborn, and I didn't get picked, but fortunately, my mom was smart enough to sign me up for Heidelberg. Yeah. And I didn't think I was going to get picked, so, you know, I didn't think I was going to get picked for Heidelberg either, so my mom just told me, you know, keep going to the Herborn meeting. So I just kept going, and then I didn't get picked, apparently, because they left and stuff. Yeah. And then my mom tells me that Jeff called, and I was wondering why. You know, because Jeff can call, because he can. And my mom told me that I was going to go to Heidelberg, and, you know, because the same thing happened to me about last year. I went to signed up for mission trip to St. Catine, and I didn't get picked originally, and then one day before they left, Joey called my mom, and then he called me and said, hey, you flexible? I said, yeah, I'm pretty flexible. He said, you flexible enough to go to St. Catine? I said, yeah, I think I'm flexible enough. And so just the main thing that you just have to be faithful. You have to just show up, go. You have to pray. Just, I just can't even stress how much you have to pray to have just, yeah. And then, while we were in Heidelberg, God gave me the opportunity to be able to play worship with Heather and Joe and Cynthia and Patrick and Vanessa, with all of them. So, it was a huge blessing because I took drum lessons for about a year, and I've always wondered, you know, will everybody ever use me? Will I ever be used? And then God just totally, you know, bam, he just totally just used me, and I was just, it's just a great feeling knowing that God can use in any circumstance, no matter who you are, what you are, what you do. So thanks.
My name's Rob, and my wife Christina, and this was our first mission trip that we've ever been on. And it's hard to just to condense all this in 3 minutes, but the first amazing thing that God did was just the fact that that we were both actually able to go on a mission trip, and particularly me. I think like a lot of you, you're busy and you have a lot to do. Maybe a lot of the men, you're working hard, you've got family to take care of. I work 6 days a week, my vacation time is slim, and I just had already agreed to the fact that God's not going to send me on a mission trip because I'm busy. I mean, I can serve here and go out on Thursday nights in the call and do all those things, but I just, my circumstances won't allow me to go. And maybe that's you. And a good brother of mine approached me on a Thursday night and asked me where my mission application was. And I said, I can't go on a mission trip. I mean, you know, I have obligations, I have family. I couldn't do that to my wife and leave her, you know, for 2 weeks when I only get 3 weeks vacation. It wouldn't be right. And he said to me, how big is your God? And I thought for a minute, I kind of chuckled and I thought, you know, I don't know how big my God is. I guess I don't. I thought he wasn't big enough to send me on a mission trip. So I kind of laughed. I walked away and I called my wife. And as soon as I mentioned it to her, she said, well, of course you need to go on a mission trip. God's totally equipped you to do that and to share the gospel and teach others to do that. And I've already known that you were going to be going on a mission trip. And I about dropped dead. It doesn't matter if you think you have the time. Maybe you don't have the money, you don't have the time. God's much bigger than all of that. And Jesus did say, go out into all the world and preach the gospel. And it was an amazing thing, especially to do it with my wife, which is incredible. So I want to encourage you first, you know, don't put God in a box. He's much bigger than that. Sign up, and he is bigger than all of your circumstances. And Jesus said that you will do greater things. He said, look at all the miracles he did. He said, greater things than these you will do if you believe in me. And so if you believe in him and the Holy Spirit is in you, God wants to do amazing things in your life. And I believe sharing the gospel and leading a sinner to salvation is one of those amazing things that God wants to do. So I want to encourage you with that. And really quick, one of the other things that was just awesome for me was, it was about the third day, and I was kind of beat up, and I thought, you know what, Lord, I just don't feel like I'm being used here. I don't see much fruit. And God reminded me of Thomas, doubting Thomas, because Thomas said, I don't believe Jesus is risen unless I see the holes, and then I'll believe. And you remember the story, Jesus said to Thomas, you know, you've seen and believed, but blessed are those who haven't seen and yet believed. And God used me to encourage the group that if you feel like you're not being used, you are. We just don't see that, the fruit of it right now. And that kind of encouraged me a little bit. And the next day, I went out and I was kind of beat up again. And I didn't feel like there was much fruit. And it was an amazing thing. I was walking with my wife and with another brother. And I said, hey, John, go share with this guy right here, you know. And he said, no way, I'm going to go around the corner. There's somebody else. So I went and sat by this gentleman and we started talking. And right away, we struck a little friendship and was able to share the gospel with him and lead him to Christ. And it was an amazing thing. And his name was Thomas. And it was like, thank you, Lord. So anyway, God will do amazing things with your life. Just step out. Don't put him in that box.
I could share a lot of amazing stories that happen with the people that I shared with or stories that I heard. But there's just so many, and it was such an amazing trip to see lives change. The biggest thing that I noticed was the hand of God being so evident on us. The moment the teams were picked and everyone signed up, just God started orchestrating everything. And when we landed and we got off, the first day was an incredible physical walking day. And just God started orchestrating a lot of things. And his hand was on everybody so much that, I mean, you could almost see the tangible evidence of him protecting us. And as we started tracing back, you know, events that happened that got us here or financial things that put some person on the team, it was just really cool to see God work that way. So then just as things started happening and people were sharing, and God would use weaknesses. Someone would be really exhausted and need to sit down, and another brother would come up and start sharing with somebody. And that was a meeting that God had for the person who he knew before time began would accept him in Germany that day there. And it was really cool to see people from all walks of life, from all over the world, meeting at a bus stop, standing under a tree, knowing that the destiny that they had that time right there was to receive Jesus by some podunk person from Arkansas who happened to live in California, who was in the middle of Germany. And God used, you know, me to share with, you know, people from Iran and Spain and all over the world who happened to be in Germany, and they accepted the Lord, or just the fruit that came from a team member praying or planting a seed. It was remarkable and it was awesome. So if you really, really want to see God move and you haven't seen his strength in your life lately, sign up and go on a mission trip, and you will be blessed, and he will move in a mighty way. Thanks.
So proud of them. It's so awesome to see God move in the hearts of people. It's amazing. And Christina might not know this, but Rob told me that he may have three weeks of vacation every year, but he's only gonna go for one with his family, and then he's gonna take his whole family on a mission trip, and that's gonna be their other vacation for the other 2 weeks. So that's a pretty cool thing. It's amazing that some of the people who are up here, their families. Are you going to hear from some of their families in just a few minutes when Joey gets up here? And speaking of time, we need to get Joey up here. Joey, where are you at? Come on out. All right, we're going to hear from the Herborn team now.
Herborn is completely opposite of Heidelberg. Heidelberg is a huge city. Herborn is a little village. Village. They say village. And so it was going to be a different mission trip than I have ever been on. and leading the team was going to be radical. And so first, can I have the Hairborne team stand up? I don't know where all of you are at. Could all the Hairborne team stand up? Come back here. It was the youth, you guys can be seated. It was a youth mission trip, and there was 13 junior hires and 11 high schoolers that went, and 6 leaders. And so can I have the following people come up? First of all, is Martha Cornell here? Is she here? Man, she told me she's going to be here. Oh, well. Ethan Amaral and Kevin Fleischer, Cassie Joyner, Tyler Loffman, Bethany Mirakami, Matthew Sidori, Courtney Stevenson, are you here? I haven't seen you, but are you here? Is she here? No. And Lisa Van Skoy, Jordan Vega, and Jeremy Anderson. We're going to show you guys the pictures of from Hairborne. Again, Hairborne was a little village, and we were going to be mainly going out to bus stops and... That's Nate. He wanted to help out the stewardess in serving the people. So just had to show you that. That was pretty hilarious. The first night we got there and we joined with the youth. We got to play soccer and volleyball. And it was just definitely a uniting of both youth groups from Hairborne, Chino Hills. Went out on the streets every day. Same location, seeing the same people. That's what made this trip so different, because it was the same people every day. Because it's such a little village. And just the team members out in the streets sharing. That's Edmund Jr. He's a youth pastor and worship leader out there in Hairborne. It's Edmund Sr.'s son. And so Omar with... There's those bears all over the place. I don't know why, but... We were invited to go to their houses. And they took us home. Each of the family members were able to go into their houses and spend time with them on a Sunday afternoon. So it was a blessing to just get to know the body, adults and youth, and just join. We did nightly Bible studies, and this is the worship, and then Edmund Jr. came and taught, and just invited the people from the streets. We'd go out in the streets all day. At night, we'd do a Bible study. These steps that we took were never done. Nightly Bible studies. You're going to see in a little bit, we did a youth conference that had never, ever been done in all of Germany. That was a spot that we visited in Cochem, Germany. It's pretty amazing. All the girls of the team. And we just continued to go out, like I said, seeing the same people every day. This was a Friday night youth group. Shaka, you guys, if you remember Shaka, they came out and they came and joined us in the second week. And we used them with worship. We used them going into the schools. We were told before we left we can't go into schools. We ended up going into 3 or 4 schools. And we were able to sit with these students for 45 minutes and share the gospel with them. It was amazing. We did a night of worship on the 4th of July. We were also able to help clean the church. And so picking weeds, cleaning toys, washing windows, you're going to see in a little bit, and just going out there and blessing the body there. They've been there for 2.5 years. It was 2.5 years they've started the church. God is doing amazing work out in Hairborne, Germany. If you ever have the chance to go out there, you've got to go and sign up. I know they say this about every trip, but this is a fresh work. It's awesome. It's radical. And Edmund and Martha out there. The kids were just being used. We got to cut down a tree. That was awesome. We can't do that here. We just can't go cut a tree down. We got to go cut a tree down just for fun. There it is, the remnants of it. That's Jesse from Chicago, the drummer. And they're just out there helping. We were also able to go to Segan. This is the Calvary Chapel Segan's youth night. And Chicago played. And I had the opportunity to teach there with, that's one of their youth leaders, Toby, translating. And the room was just packed, full of youth. And God's doing awesome work in Segan also. Just the youth getting to know one another and developing relationships, not only with the youth in Hairborne, but again, the youth out in the streets. We saw the same people every day and just shared with them the love of Jesus. And it was great because I remember one time I was able to share with the guy, and he didn't want to talk to me at all. 2 days later, he wanted to talk to another guy. So they were able to see the love of Christ every day, same location, same spot, same person. This girl right here, Cassie will share about, but she came to know the Lord late on our youth conference night. 2 days later, she was out sharing the gospel with us. It was amazing. That was radical. Translate. She didn't even know she was doing it. That was what was so great. She didn't even know she was doing it. And there's some of the twin brothers, Hans Jürgen and Christian. They were great. that was just a kind of an afterglow. A lot of the youth were just putting their hearts before the Lord, praying for one another, getting prayer from leaders, praying over people, just God working in our hearts. These are our youth and their youth together, just praying with each other. God so united our the youth, the body of Christ coming together. This was the youth conference. It's only going to be a few pictures, but the youth conference, we rented out this conference hall. It seats around 900 people. We had 250 people show up. We didn't know how many people were going to show up. We didn't know what was going to happen. It was a complete step of faith. Shaka did the worship. A worship team from Siegen came out and did German worship. And look at, there was around 250 people. And just be able to teach the Bible, that is not something that is normal. In the past, they've had youth conferences. I don't even want to tell you what they told them. But this was completely opposite. Teaching them the Word of God, having workshops on prayer, purity, worship, devotions, evangelism, and just these people. And this is Edmund Sr. He was sharing on purity, and that was a riot. His classroom was full. This is Jeremy. He's a senior in high school, and he came out with us, and he taught on prayer in his workshop. And just the night ended in worship. There's some kids down there that came to know the Lord that night, and they're down there worshiping. And we had a concert, too, and that was fun. This kid is 15 years old, and definitely a special to my heart because of that kid. We got to go into that school, and where the first week we hit opposition going into that school, could not, people were burning our flyers, people were spitting on our team members. We ended up, because of that one kid, his name's Terry, we got into the schools, not just, we planned on sharing, there's most of the team together there, planned on sharing with 10 to 15 Muslim kids, ended up sharing to 400 to 500 kids. We just kept going from classroom to classroom to classroom to classroom to classroom. So God did, yeah, God did exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think of. God just poured out His Spirit and did a fresh work, and He's continuing to do so. So I'm going to have, Ethan's going to come up first. All right.
Hi, I'm Ethan, and this was my first missions trip and sharing the gospel. I first heard about this trip about last year, and I felt this tug on my heart, and I was like, why not? Why shouldn't I sign for this? So I did. And I think it was like 6 months, not six, yeah, like 6 weeks before the trip, Joey called, and I was trying to find the phone because I didn't want to put on a speaker because I knew my mom was going to freak out if she heard what was going to happen. But I couldn't find the phone, so I put it on a speaker, and I was going, and she almost fainted. And I thought, wow, Lord, that's a big trip for me. I've never been on a missions trip before, but nothing's too big for Him. So I put my faith in Him, and I did what He told me to do. And, I'm going blank here. Sign up, really, because, sorry. But, just, if you have something just against you not going, why not? You have nothing to lose, because nothing's better than going out and doing what the Lord wants you to do for Him. So thank you, and God bless you guys.
Hi, my name is Matthew Sidori, for those of you who don't know me. Back way before the trip ever happened, I wasn't going to sign up at first, and then one of my buddies recommended I sign up. And I was like, oh, what the heck, okay, let's see what God's going to do. So I went to all the meetings, and I didn't really feel like I was going to be picked. I don't know why. And then one day, Joey calls me. He says, I can go, but money is a problem. And I was like, oh, that sucks. And so we prayed over the phone. And so I think 2 days later, he called me and he said the whole trip was paid for and provided. So I was like, that's awesome. And I was really excited. And so it's my first time, first time going out of the country. It's pretty awesome. It's a long flight, though. I didn't like it. And when we got there, the youth out there are really cool. and I was ready to be used by God, but I really didn't. The first week and a half, I didn't really feel like I was being used at all. I mean, the last few days, God just, there was people everywhere for me to share. I shared with a lot of people. And then I know we kind of gave Joey a hard time, us kids sometimes, but we made it through, and it was an awesome trip. I recommend that you people sign up, because God will do a work in all you.
Hi, I'm Kevin, and this was my second missions trip, and it was totally awesome. God not only provided for me to go to Herborn, but my brother also to go to Heidelberg. And there was one thing that really stuck out to me, and that was one of the days when we got to go into one of the schools there. And like Joey said, we weren't supposed to go into any schools, but we did. And this particular school, the teachers, it was an English class, but they also taught them American ideals. And so this teacher had us separate into small groups, and so it was about three Americans with three Germans. And so in my particular group, it was me, Christine, and Nate, and two Germans. And we started talking about what the American dream is. And so they started telling us about how Americans are materialistic, and they're always searching for something to make them happy. And I was able to turn that around and say, well, yeah, that's true, but I have found that true happiness with Jesus Christ. And one of the girls and I and our group got into a little bit of a debate about whether or not there's a God and so forth and that kind of stuff. And we went back into our class, and the teacher called her to the front of the class to present what she had learned. And as she's going up there, he basically starts talking about how she is his top scholar, and how she's going to go far in life and that kind of stuff. And so the first thing she says is that she's an atheist, and that we got into an interesting debate, and she starts presenting what we had said. And as soon as the teacher found that what we had said contradicted what he had said, he called Nate and I up to the front of the class, and Nate and I just were able to turn that around and present the gospel to 40 different Germans at the same time. And it was just so awesome to see, yeah. It was just so awesome to see how God works. And one last thing is, I wanted to give a special thank you to my roommate Tyler back here. I told him if he said something nice about me, I would say something nice about him. So I'm crossing my fingers here. But one last verse I want to leave you guys with is Joshua 1:9. And it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And it's true. It doesn't matter if you're going next door, if you're going across the country or across the world, he's there with you always. So thanks.
Hi, my name is Jordan Vega, and this is my first missions trip. I went to Germany, and that was the farthest I've ever been from home. And I just prayed to God that afterwards, it would be like, I'd wonder what happened, because I didn't know what I was doing. And I met a lot of Germans there, and a lot of the people there were, they were really nice, and they were translate for us. And I remember we'd go sharing the gospel, and I'd tell one of the Germans, "Hey, let's go share the gospel." And he goes, "Oh, I don't know, want to go talk to that person." And I wasn't really sure either, but we just went anyway. And there was this one guy at the train station. He was just sitting there. He was kind of not listening. And he was, I remember talking to him, and it sounded like he wasn't paying attention at all. And I was about ready to give up, but I just asked him, "So do you want to accept the Lord?" And he said, "Yes." And I was kind of shocked at first, but then I just led him through the prayer, and it was pretty amazing. So afterwards, I thought, wow, God must have been working, because I know it wasn't me. So, yeah, it was an amazing experience, and I think that a lot of other people would enjoy it too. So.
Hi, my name's Tyler, and I was the youngest on this trip, and I was also the translator. And Joey wants me to say something German, but I don't know what to say. So, wie geht's? Ich heiße Tyler, which is, how are you guys doing? My name is Tyler. And, well, first of all, something nice about Kevin. Okay. The nicest thing he probably did for me was the day I was too tired to wake up, so he didn't wake me up that day. I gotta skip breakfast, but let's see. The thing that probably blessed me the most on this trip was the German youth and how on fire for the Lord they were. It was just amazing to see them, like, every day going to church, like, Monday through Sunday they were there. Even if it wasn't for Bible study, they were just hanging out and fellowshipping, which I think is awesome. And I think all of us should do that. And it was just a blast. And if any of you guys are contemplating to go or not to go, I think you guys should go in a heartbeat because it's one of the most radical things God will ever do in you. And that's it.
Hi, my name is Jeremy, and I got a chance to go to Hebron a few months ago, and it's my third mission trip. I learned a lot of cool things, a lot of things that I'm still just applying to my life today, or, you know, that God's doing work in me right now. But one thing, like Joey said, the first night that we got there, we had a chance to meet with the youth, kind of get to know each other, and it was cool because we all had name tags on and everything, and the people that we've been praying for, we had a list of all the people that we were praying for throughout all the meetings, and so I would see a guy's name, and I would say, hey, are you like so-and-so? I would say their last name, and then they would say, yeah, how'd you know? And we could say, oh, we've been praying for you. So that was something that was cool, and I met this one guy, his name was Alex. He was kind of like a Renaissance man because he spoke like Ukraine, Russian, French, German, and English. And then, so I met about, I don't know, 20, 30 people that night. And then like Joey said, on that first Sunday, we got to go out with the families out to lunch. So I went with two people, and we went to a city that was about 30 minutes away. The city's name was Wetzlar. And we went there to eat lunch, and then we went for a walk in the park, and then we went to go eat ice cream. And keep in mind, this is about 30 minutes away, and I know about 20 to 30 Germans, you know, in all of Europe, basically. And we were sitting outside eating ice cream, and I had to go to the restroom, so I walked in the parlor where we were at. It was kind of like a town square, like a mall type area. And I walk in the place to go to the restroom, and I look to the left, and I see two guys that I know, Patrick and Alex, two guys that I had met, you know. And if that were to happen here, it would be amazing, but think about how it happened in Germany, you know, that God is placing us to places that where we need to be in our lives. In Ecclesiastes 3, verse 14, it says, I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken from it. God does it that men should fear. So everything that God does, one, it's going to remain, and two, you know, God's putting us in places that we need to be in our lives. You know, Germany, he's placing us here and there, and then here, and in our lives, we're in specific places because we need to share with people here before, you know, we go out into the other parts of the world. So that's it.
Hi, I'm Cassie, and tonight when I came here, I didn't know if I was going to be speaking or not, and if I was going to be, I had no clue what I was going to talk about. So as I was just sitting down over there, I started just thinking about the trip again, and I realized I still had no clue what I was going to talk about because God did so much I didn't know how I was going to be able to pick. But Joey kind of picked for me when he showed the picture of Netshima up there sharing, and that is just such an amazing story. It has blessed my life so much. What happened is when we were out there, we would go to the bus stops mostly every day, and usually people would just be there, you know, for 5-minute increments waiting for their buses, and you'd get to go through part of the gospel, and then they'd leave. Except, you know, there'd be a few people who'd be waiting for a longer time there, and I was scared to death to share. I didn't want to open my mouth by myself, so I would usually just go with, you know, one or two other people and kind of let them share and nod, you know, oh, yeah, that's right. But when I saw this girl Netshima sitting there, it seemed like nobody else saw her, and I was the only one around, and, you know, I felt that tugging on my heart, you need to share with her, but I certainly didn't want to, so I kept walking around, you know, well, she's going to be leaving any minute anyways, and But she didn't. She kept sitting there, and she kept looking up at me, and then she would smile, and hi, you know. I wouldn't really say anything until they started the drama, and then I just sat down next to her, and she just looked down at me and smiled again, and I was, okay, Lord, you know, and I just said a quick prayer, and, you know, give me the words now. And I was able to sit there and just, you know, share with her the gospel, and she had so many questions, but I wasn't able to answer them all then, so we picked her up for the youth conference. And that night, she spoke to a few pastors. Sorry, and she spoke to a few pastors and ended up accepting the Lord that night. And her family is Muslim, and so she's not allowed to go to the church. But we've continued praying for her, and I know the church out there is praying for her, and have spoken to a few people at Calvary Chapel Herborn, and they still see her, you know, popping by the church here and there. And it's just such an encouragement that the Lord has, you know, stayed in her life, and he's so faithful, and, you know, she's still growing in the Lord. And so I just want to encourage you guys, just step out and, you know, go share with anybody, even if it's here at home or halfway across the world. So that's it.
Hi. One of the things we did was we would go to the train station, and we would share with the people there. And the youth at the train station was, like, the scary youth. Like, they were all the smokers and the drinkers who were just, like, didn't care if it was right in front of you in your face. And so the first time we went there, we were talking to a group of kids, and I was like, hey, you know, did you guys get this flyer for the youth conference? And one of the guys was like, yeah, we got it. And he's like, it's right there. And he points to it, and it's got cigarette holes all around it. And I'm like, all right, that's pretty cool. And I was like, well, hey, have you guys ever heard about Jesus? And so I just went right into sharing the gospel, and a lot of them were like, yeah, whatever, you know. And so we just left. The next day we went back and saw one of the guys that we had seen there the first time we went. And his name was Stefan. And so we were sharing with him, and, you know, we're talking to him. He's like, I've never heard about this before. And I'm thinking, how blessed are we that we come here every day and we just hear the gospel and we have opportunities to share, and somewhere across the world no one's even heard of it. And I just thought, that's amazing that God put me here. So he's like, I'm sharing the gospel. And he's like, well, why are you here? And I'm like, I'm here to share with you. And he's like, share what? And so I'm like, share Jesus. And so we're going, we're sharing the gospel. And it came time to make the decision. And he did not accept that day. And he said, you know, I have to think about it. And I was like, well, yeah, you should think about it. And so we're encouraging him. And he's like, I can't do it. And I said, think about this. How many people from California have stood in this train station in Herborn? And he's like, no one. And I'm like, God put us here for a reason, and it was to share with you. And you can make that decision tonight and know that when you walk out of here, you're safe. Or you can be unknowing. And so he said, you know, I'm really going to think about it. We've continued praying for him. And so I would just encourage you guys, you have the opportunity to go somewhere where no one has ever heard about Jesus before. And we're so lucky that we need to share that. It's selfish to keep it in.
Hi, my name is Bethany, and I was totally blessed with the opportunity to go to Germany. I've known the Cornells for practically my whole life, and they told me about it, that Joey and both of the Edmonds were praying about it a couple months before, maybe a year, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go, like, it's going to be so radical. But then I was like, no, like, I want to go so bad. Maybe Lord's going to teach me how to be patient, and, you know, like, he's going to use me here and stuff. So I was like, you know, I'm going to go to the meetings, but I totally do not think I'm going to go. And then Roper here called me, and I was like, what the heck? Like, I was like tripping. I was like, what? And I was like quiet on the phone. I was just like, what? And stuff. And I was just like, what the heck? And I was like, you know, it totally, like, the Lord showed his faithfulness to me again. For, you know, it does say he will give you the desires of your heart, you know, not to doubt him and be like, no, he's not going to give it to me, because he caught me on that one. But as everybody was saying, too, is that we got the opportunity to see the same people over and over again, like, the next day. And also, too, we went to, I don't know, the Lord just laid on Joey's heart, and he's just like, hey, you guys, we're going to take a small portion of the group, and we're going to go down to Dillenburg. It's about like a 20-minute bus ride or something like that. And so we go, and we're sharing and stuff, and it was really testing our faith, too, and if we're going to fall apart, because that we were only able to stand on the Lord, you know, and his strength, because we would go there and stand in front of the school and everybody just crumple them up and throw it at us, and then we're kind of like, oh, what the heck, like, uh-oh, like, what are we going to do? Like, we're scared and stuff, and then, you know, we're able to be like, okay, that's okay, like, we're just going to still pass out the flyers, and then we were passed out to flyers to everybody, and everybody was just standing there waiting for their buses, and me and Jordan Valdez were standing there and kind of like, okay, whatever, we pass out all the things, and so we end up seeing these girls, and we share with them, and to make a long story short, we got to get into the gospel, but they're like, oh, we have to go, our bus is here, but we want to talk to you guys more. We're like, sweet, we're going to be back here Friday around the same time, we will meet you guys here, you know, and they're like, okay, cool, cool, they're like, definitely, we want to talk about it more. And we gave them the flyer for the conference, and we, that day, we didn't end up going to Dillenburg. Joey's like, no, the schedule's too tight. We have to get ready for the conference and stuff. So we're like, no way. Me and Jordan were, like, so bummed. And then we're like, okay, the Lord does it. He has this for a reason. He's not going to just, like, you know, drop them, you know. He's, we're like, okay, he has it for a reason. We had to keep on reminding ourselves. And the next day at the youth conference, like, I left for a little bit. I came back, and everybody's like, the girls from Dillenburg that you're talking about are here. And we're like, I was like, what? And then they're like, they're here, they're here. And I'm like, what the heck? And so I go, and I'm like, I'm like standing, I'm like, oh my gosh, and stuff, and they're like, what's up, and stuff, they're like, yeah, we didn't see you guys, and we waited, and we waited, and so we thought we would just come here, and stuff, we're like, yeah, that's so awesome, and make a long story short, I ended up sharing with them, and they accepted the Lord.
I remember what I was going to say now. Going over to the Germany was like, no, dang it.
Amazing experience.
I thought I was going to influence the German, the Herborn Germany youth over there, because I don't know, I didn't know what to think, right? But what really happened was they showed me something, and they showed me how to love Jesus. Going, I mean, why is this happening, Joey? I guess flying overseas to another country just to show me that, I mean, That's what God had in plan for me, so thanks.
There's a tradition in football that somebody gets a game ball. So the Heidelberg team voted, and Jeff gets the team ball.
Oh, for... you should get the game ball. Here's a quarterback. Can you tell? Here's his old cast, Pastor Roy, out there. 50-something out there throwing the football. All right. You got me, Roy. You know what, you guys? You heard, are these youth awesome? I mean, I love these guys. To be that age and to love Jesus and to hear them saying, you know what, there's nothing more important than to be out there sharing the gospel with people. You know what, you guys? That's why we're here on this earth. It's not to eat, drink, and be merry and enjoy God's creation, although we get to do those things, and it's awesome to do it in foreign lands. We're here to share Jesus with people. That's why we're here. Otherwise, you know what? He would have taken us home by now, and it'd be nice before the amen tonight that he'd take us home, but should he give us a few more days here on this earth, we need to be telling people about Jesus. And you know what? Sometimes God will use these mission trips to reach the family member that you've been praying for years. I know he's done that in my life. My family used to say, you're going what? You're going where to do what? And I would tell them, they'd go, you crazy. And I'd get back and tell them, and they'd see what happened. It caused them to be jealous. And it would cause them to want to go and do these things. God works not only in the hearts of these kids and the people that go out there, but he works much further and deeper than we could ever imagine. But I know he works in our families, in our friends, our aunts and uncles, and nieces and nephews, our cousins, our in-laws. when we go on these trips, when they see us stretched, it's amazing what God's done. He's done an awesome work in this church. He wants to do that work in your life. Don't worry, like you've heard them say, don't worry about money. Don't worry about time off from work. Don't worry about what the boss is going to say. If God wants you to go on the trip, then sign up and see what God's going to do. Step out. Remember, the children of Israel, the water never parted. The Jordan River never parted until they stepped in the water. Remember that. They'd still be standing on the banks of the River Jordan right now waiting for the water to part. They had to step in before the water parted. So step in. I think that's where the expression, you need to get your feet wet, came from, personally. But you guys, we're going to end in a song. Where'd the guy go? Oh, I thought you guys were out here already. You know what? We're going to end in a song, but we finally got some signs up over the doorposts, the door frames of all the doors that lead outside of this sanctuary. There's a sign up that used to be in our old sanctuary. We finally got it made, and it says, through these doors you enter the mission field. And you know what, you guys? We never want to be guilty of flying over the mission field to get to the mission field, because the mission field's right out through these doors of this church right here. And so we may go a long ways away to share the gospel with people, but you know what? There's people, our neighbors, there's our family, our friends, that are dying, literally, to hear about Jesus. And we don't want to overlook them. So be praying. And if you're not sure how to share the gospel, man, go to the call on Thursday nights. If you haven't got anything to do, it, even if you do, there's few things that are more important in my book than learning how to share the gospel. And you can do that real simple and easy without any freaking out or anything through the call ministry of this church on Thursday nights. It changed my life and the lives of the three people in my family. Learning how to share the gospel and going and doing it will change your life. If your life's boring or if it's too fast-paced, you guys, you know what? Sign up and go out there and be busy about the Lord's business. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, we just come before you, and Lord, we thank you so much for the work you're doing, Lord, in this church. You've given our pastor an incredible heart, Lord, that's spilled over into our hearts to go and reach the world for you. And we thank you for that, Lord. We pray that you would continue, Lord, to use Calvary Chapel Chino Hills and those that come through these doors, Lord, to influence the world for your kingdom. And Lord, we pray you'd come soon. But Lord, while we're waiting, we pray, Lord, that we would be so busy about your business that when you do come, it'd be like, wow, Lord, you're here already, because time flies when you're serving the Lord. And so, Lord, we just pray that you'd continue to give us your heart for a world, Lord, that you died for. And we pray in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Let's close in the song.
Let's stand. The song is called Oh Praise Him, and that's what we want to do. We want to give him all the glory for what was done out in Germany this past summer. Continue to be praying for Herborn and Heidelberg and the work that God is doing there.
Turn ears to heaven and hear the noises I hear.